slip by. You have a very busy agenda, and at the top of that agenda, probably at the moment, is you will have to pilot through legislation on abortion, which is going to occupy a huge amount of your time. So how are you going to keep your eye on all of these other balls that you're juggling?
Well, I would say, I suppose, it'll be done with difficulty, but it will be done. And can I take this opportunity, actually, to compliment, as many others have, the chairman of the Oireachtas Health Committee for the manner in which he chaired these hearings, and all those who were involved across party political lines, Fianna Fáil's Billy Kelleher, Caoimhín Ó Caoill on the Independents.
All right, well, as you've
those
done
guests
that,
who
Minister.
Came, who behaved in a very dignified way, and I think it has moved the argument on considerably and helped hugely inform us in relation to our ability to prepare heads of bill.
Well, as you raise it, let's talk briefly about heads of bill and the next steps for you, and give us a timeline.
Well, it'll certainly be by the end of this month that we should have the bill published. We have to await the report compiled by the Oireachtas Health Committee to inform us in that process. We want to do this as urgently as possible, but with a mind to not rush it either, so that we don't do it properly. But I want to assure people this government has no intention of leaving this issue behind us. I want to see this done as quickly as possible, but not with undue haste. So there's always that difficulty in these situations of matching the need for urgency with the need for thoroughness.
Minister, just finally, we spoke to Martin Wall of the Irish Times earlier. I don't know if you heard the interview. This was in relation to the financial package that was enjoyed by the outgoing chief executive of the IMO, George McNeice. And the IMO itself has now raised concerns about